I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Daily Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Kirkwatch. Kirkwatch.
You like that?
2024. Where every hour, it seems like, every minute, every second, something changes. A new report, some new steam. You can't tell what's being pushed by the Cousins camp, what's being pushed by the Vikings, by the Falcons, this, that, the other. But we're here to parse it all apart on Purple Daily, where we just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die, and figuring out who your quarterback is a great first step in that direction.
Yeah, really? Is that important?
Well, you could also just build a great roster and figure it out later. They did that one time with Brett Favre, right? They built up a great roster and then they signed Brett Favre.
Amen.
So, hey, before we get going here, and we're going to start with Mike Florio just absolutely dropped a bomb of reckless speculation last night and then took to Twitter to like fight with people that think he doesn't have sources.
Yes.
Judd, if after all this is over, maybe you and your family could use a little rest and relaxation.
R&R, yeah.
Where should people go?
Well, here's where they should absolutely go. Look at this beautiful Fletcher Lake Lodge, a full-service fishing lodge located in the gorgeous area of Ontario.
Is this AI? This video?
This is the real deal.
This is the real deal, man.
And guess what? As you saw there, it's only accessible by flying in on a traditional Canadian bush plane. The remote settings, which you see, ensure exceptional trophy fishing for the guests. We're talking about, get this, you guys, trophy walleye, northern muskie, smallmouth bass. Cabins accommodate groups from 2 to 12 and include daily service. A dock staff prepares your fully outfitted boat each morning after breakfast. They treat their guests like family. And look at all of that fantastic fishing. You talk about getting away from it all and some R&R. It's this simple. Go to FletcherLake.com. That's FletcherLake.com to learn more or book your reservation today. Right there, FletcherLake.com. You talk about getting away. Fletcher Lake's where you can do it.
Okay. Kirkwatch.
You like that on 3-1-2-3? You like that?
2024. Mike Florio absolutely cooked last night on ProFootballTalk.com. He said, "We can't get into the specifics for now, But we're getting very credible indications that Kirk Cousins is seriously considering moving his family to Atlanta, which would mean, obviously, that he'd be signing with the Atlanta Falcons. And then he kind of went on to just speculate on quarterback situation, whatever.
Yep.
And I don't know, people took this and they're like, what? This is, this is super cryptic. He's clearly saying less than he actually knows. When you lead a report, and this is Judd Zulgad, former lead Vikings beat writer of the Star Tribune, a man who's been on many quarterback reporting journeys in his past. You covered the Brett Favre saga back in the day.
A man who's been questioned before and called out just like this, saying, cite your sources, Zulgad. Cite your sources now.
Which people were poking at Florida. It's because we can't really get into the specifics. We know something here, but here's what we'll say. We're getting very credible indications that Cousins is seriously considering moving his family to Atlanta. And then he took to Twitter. People are just dunking on him for this. To the folks who try to dismiss our reports by saying we have no sources or whatever, you realize we had like 50 guests on our show last week from Indy, right? You realize pretty much everyone in the league reads PFT, right? You realize I've been doing this 23 years, right? Trust me and my sources is what he's saying, right? So what are the, did Florio hack into the Cousins Zillow account? Is he talking to executives from Two Men in a Truck? Like, what do you make of this very cryptic but specific report?
Okay, so first of all, there's a few things. Number one, this clearly comes from the Cousins camp. Somebody,
tell him, hey, we need Kwesi to think.
Yeah.
We need KOC and Kwesi to think that we're on the way to Atlanta right now.
Yeah, so clearly this call came from the Cousinses and inside the house and somebody who's close to them to tell them that. But that's what this was. And look, I mean, it's brilliant. It's and if you're Mike Florio, I mean, first of all, bravo. This is the height of awesome, reckless speculation, right? Because it's reporting, but it's not really reporting, but it's just fantastic stuff. And like, this is the type of thing that, you know, much to the dismay of some in my former business, they hate this, right? Just give me a press release. Tell me when he signs. I think this is great. 20 years ago, you don't get this. Now you do. Just comes across the internet. It's fantastic. But I mean, this to me is very, very clear as far as connecting the dots. This is the Cousinses saying, okay, Vikings, you've drawn your line in the sand and we have dealt with this since last March. You have one more, you know, this is your last chance. This is really your last chance. No,
oh,
this is.
Look at us. Yeah, oh,
no, we're moving by.
Found a nice rambler in the Atlanta suburbs. Look at us.
Because.
Oh, it's a 2-bedroom townhouse.
Because first of all, with Kirk Cousins' financial success, which by the way, bravo, Kirk, you've done an unbelievable job. Doesn't really need to be considering moving at this. Like, you know, like I'm considering moving. Kirk Cousins on a moment's notice can go buy probably the nicest house in the Atlanta suburbs that's available. So this I think was just part of this game of chicken that's being played. Now I'm not positive the Vikings are still participating, but that's another story, but this is just part of the game of what Kirk is trying to say. I put out that video. I'm looking pretty good. And the Vikings are like, yeah, that's great. Here's what we're offering. Okay. Now I'm going to move. That's where I think. And Florio's the perfect guy because like, this doesn't meet you can't call Albert Breer, right? You can't call Shefty. You can't even call our guy Jeremy Fowler and say, put it out there that we're considering moving. No one's going to print that. Florio will. And to me, this is just part of the master manipulative class that Kirk Cousins has been putting on since he arrived here in 2018.
It does feel like anytime there is some sort of, I don't know if negative is the word, but like some sort of push against the Cousins agenda, something comes out, right? Tears his Achilles halfway through the season.
Shouldn't laugh, but yes.
And then, okay, what can we do to show people we're still alive? We'll go blow the horn before a Vikings game. And then, okay, now the offseason's about to hit. And, you know, how much can Kirk really get? You know, PFF was the first one to come out with the contract projection. 2 years, $60 million. $30 million a year. I don't know if we like that. Let's send Kirk out on stage and have him dance around at the NFL end of season award show, right? Okay, and then let's have him throw some passes on social media to show people that, he's alive. He's nimble enough to be dropping back and throwing passes. Right. And then the Justin Fields room of the Falcons are on the verge. Oh, look at this. They're on the verge right now of clicking send on a trade offer for Justin Fields. And then literally the next morning it was, no. Dan Graziano, Jeremy Fowler, all these reporters, right? No. The Falcons' number one priority is Kirk Cousins.
Right.
And you're right about this. The Vikings seemingly have maintained the same line in the same. I'm sure it's changed a little bit because a full season has passed and an Achilles injury, but
agreed.
The Vikings and Kwesi has said in somewhat vague terms, we have a certain line that we don't feel comfortable crossing, whether it's money or structure or whatever it is. And they seemingly have not budged. And before Kirk Cousins officially goes to the Falcons for a specific contract discussion on Monday, which is the first day you can legally have a contract discussion, he's throwing out the bat signal again saying, hey, Atlanta. And by the way, DraftKings updated their odds for the first time. A major credible sports book has the Atlanta Falcons as the odds on favorite this morning to land Kirk Cousins. Vikings are number two.
And I think you're right. I think the Vikings have probably budged. Like, I think the Vikings have been like, okay, we'll guarantee this much. Okay, let's do this. We'll do that. Like, I don't think that this is complete inflexibility on the Vikings' part. But how was it that the Cousins camp told, I think it was Graziano or Fowler, that the contract was going? He has very specific things in mind.
Yes.
That report?
He has a very specific, and I'm paraphrasing, a very specific idea of what he wants in a contract. And to this point, the Vikings have not met those standards.
And if you go back to in January, when Kirk gave his what amounted to end of the season press conference at TCO before he walked out the door, he said, you know, it's not about the money, it's about the respect. Well, the respect is give me with the specific things I'm asking for here. So like, I'll take a little bit less, but it won't be non-guaranteed, because contracts, when, as we learned a long time ago in this league, many of these contracts, when they're reported, are folly. You know, go back to Dante Culpepper way back when. I believe it was 10 years, $100 million. That was the headline, right? And everyone was like, oh my God, Dante has broken the bank. This is unbelievable. Turned out to not even be close to that. It was a bunch of funny money reported in a certain way. So Kirk Cousins clearly is telling the Vikings, or he's trying to tell the Vikings, this is exactly what I want and what I need to sign here. And the Vikings are like, no, we're not going to do that. And so this is like every haymaker possible in the Cousins' camp. Everything that they know, because
they've never met
this resistance from the Wilfs before.
Yeah, no, every step of the way, it's been the exact short-term guaranteed deals are close to it that he's wanted, right? Mm-hmm. He's never wanted the five. He's wanted 2 years, 1-, 2-, 3-year deals that are fully guaranteed, that have very little flexibility. So here's my question now. You've got all these little strategic things being floated by the Cousins camp over the past month or so, and the Vikings have mostly maintained the same line. Who's playing who here? How do you think this is? It kind of feels on one hand like the Cousins camp is holding the Vikings over a barrel, right? Taking this up to a deadline, and now the Falcons are involved. And do you think the Vikings are being strung along and played here? Or do you think it's the other way around? Who's playing who here?
So I'm in the process of finally buying a car. We're going to get back to the 2-car family after being a 1-car family the last like year and a half. And everything I have like watched on negotiating car prices and negotiating a car deal, which also like is a very complicated process that only one side really knows how to play, and that's the car dealership, right? The car dealership knows all the cards to play. They want you in there. They want to sell you warranties. They want to sell you up charges to kind of float you around. And when you say you want a monthly price, they can completely manipulate what that out-the-door price is of a car versus what the MSRP on the car is. It's a complete game of chess, and typically only one side, the dealership, knows how to play. So the consumer, the person who's trying to buy the car, has to figure out a way to put the odds back at even, right? How to put the odds back in their favor so they can probably get the best possible deal, the best deal possible. Kirk Cousins' camp feels like the car dealership. They feel like the car dealership. They want everything on their terms. They want it on their turf. They want everything to happen in-house. They might have the MSRP on this car, but guess what? There's tax, there's titles, there's fees, there's warranties, there's other things that represent the out-the-door price of that car. And the Vikings are the consumer saying, hey, we know what the MSRP is on you. We know what we want to pay for a car. We're not willing to go down this road where we want to be upcharged and having to pay all this money just because we can get you at an out-the-door price.
But he needs, as the car dealership, he needs to make sure that there's... He's trying to make it seem like, oh, no, you don't understand. The Falcons value my MSRP at mm-hmm. this level up here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing we don't really know yet, that if... Is this all just a big bluff that's going wrong for Kirk? Is he get it? Maybe Atlanta's interested, but maybe Atlanta's also sitting there thinking, yeah, like we'd love to do maybe like a 1 year bridge thing and kind of see how you come back at age 36 from an Achilles. We're not going to do 3 years ironclad for that too, but everything coming out from the Cousins camp is making it seem like, oh no, there's going to be, I mean, we have demands. And the Vikings have not met our demands. And so we're excited to take those demands, if needed, to another franchise. But we don't know what the Falcons are willing to do yet either, really.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
So you bring up the potential of one of the all-time greatest rope-a-dopes by a team that I've seen. And I was thinking about this last night. And this was before the Cousins, I might move. I'm going to pick up my bags and leave. Wham, wham, came up. And so just entertain this thought, okay? The Vikings, what if the Vikings know how Kirk plays ball?
Well, they do.
But they not only know, but let's say that they've decided, we know this is going to be a hot button topic. And there's a lot of things at play here. The quarterback position, which is, I think we all agree, the most important in sports. The manipulation of this guy since the day he walked in the door to get things in his favor, for the most part. And three, very important, the potential public relations fallout when Kirk leaves. Because when Kirk leaves, there's going to be some Vikings fans who are like, what's next? There's going to be some people who have turned into Kirk fans who are like, how could you let him go? So what if Kwesi and Kevin O'Connell have decided, and again, this doesn't mean they don't want him back at their price, okay? So mm-hmm. I'm not saying like they're like, you're gone. I'm just saying they've set a price point, and you're basically, they're not going to give you, for the first time since you walked in the door at TCO, the Vikings aren't going to roll over and play dead and contractually just give you what you want. What if Kwesi and Kevin O'Connell are doing a brilliant good cop, bad cop? Where Kwesi is, you know, he's not the bad cop as far as being, but he's very businesslike. You know, he's basically saying we need to meet here in the middle with Kirk a little bit, blah, blah, blah. And Kevin is going everywhere he can to say, I love this guy.
Love
and,
him.
And
we got to find a way. Yeah.
This goes back to last March. Unbelievably consistent.
They've both said the same exact type of thing for a year.
The messaging.
100%.
The messaging. But you could argue that this is also a brilliant, again, to me, public relations play of if and when, like next Monday, let's say at noon our time, it comes out, Kirk Cousins has agreed to a 3-year, fully guaranteed, unbelievable deal with the Falcons. He is leaving. And, you know, Kirk doesn't bomb the bridge as he leaves. But he definitely leaves a lot of destruction in his wake because of how people feel good and bad about Kirk. But this puts the Vikings in a pretty good position to say, we tried really hard. And O'Connell can say, Damn, this is going to hurt. Really, I mean, we're going to move on.
We have a team to build. We have other players. It's about the team, right? And Kirk had a different agenda. We can't build a team the way that we need to.
Right.
At that price over there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I've been giving this more thought, partially Phil, because of what you said, which is from, you know, the first time these guys were asked about Kirk Cousins when the contract didn't get done last March to the combine. The messaging hasn't changed.
Yeah, it's so interesting the way you put this, because they have to have I'm sure they've built out two different roadmaps here. One of them is, okay, we definitely, at a fair price, super interested in Kirk Cousins, 2024 Vikings quarterback. So that's plan, call it plan A.
Mm-hmm.
But plan, I don't know, plan 2A? Plan, maybe that's plan A, and this is plan like A, B or something, is all the other things. This isn't an all-in situation for the Vikings. They're sitting there having great conversations with J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix. And, you know, there's been some Baker Mayfield steam. I'm sure they have eight different tentacles that spread out here. What's interesting about what you just said, too, is it kind of feels like, I don't know, maybe I'm just like getting a bunch of emails and tweets this morning. Maybe it's just a weird morning, but I'm receiving messages from staunch Kirk Cousins crusaders and defenders turning on him this morning.
This is really interesting.
And I'm going to defend Kirk for a second. He hasn't signed anywhere yet, and he probably won't, because he's probably not signing with the Vikings before he tests the market officially on Monday, right? So we're still like a week away from a resolution here, and he has every right to go explore whatever he wants to. But here's one from Ryan. Okay. Emailer Ryan. I will withhold Ryan's last name because Ryan has a fairly prominent job. Ryan B. I'm a huge Kirk defender. I have been for years. I think he's good. Very good. I've argued for him his whole career here, but I can't do it anymore in this scenario. If this guy were a winner, he wouldn't be negotiating for himself. He'd be sitting down with Kwesi and Kevin O'Connell saying, how do we get JJ signed? How do we get Daniil signed? How do we get Reisner back in the house? What do you need from me? How can I help? I need some money, obviously, but it's winning time, and I want to do my part after making $250 million playing football. Winners would be doing that. Brady would be doing that. Kirk is leveraging cash and years to go to a mediocre team so he can net $355 million instead of $310 million or something like that. Honestly, I can't believe money is more to him than winning, but here we are. And here's another one from Scoop on Sports on Twitter here. I feel like I need to apologize to you. I've been jumping on your threads repeatedly, bashing your Cousins' takes. I was wrong. You've been spot on. Now let's hope Atlanta has recovered from the Matt Ryan cap mess and they sign him. Couple things here. If you are a Cousins crusader and you're feeling a little uneasy about this whole Atlanta thing, or just let's see what happens. He might still if he comes back to the Vikings, it was all part of the negotiating process, right? But if he signs with the Falcons, what did you think he was like? Who did you think he was, I guess, all these years? He has, at every single corner, been this exact same player dating back to Washington. It's all about squeezing as much possible guaranteed money out of a team and less about how can I create some flexibility for the team to be better. So I'm sorry, man. Like, I can't, with Ryan and Scoop and these other guys emailing the show,
Scoopy,
love you guys. Thanks for listening. But what did you think you were getting into here with Kirk Cousins?
Well, I think we had this conversation. It might have been in training camp last year, and your point was this, which is, at some point in time, is he going to say, I want to win football games, and to win football games, I'm going to have to probably not get the contract that I want, which, by the way, the Vikings very, very well might be offering him that exact contract right now, which is, we need to win. We still want you. Take what we're offering. And he's like, no, no, no. And I told you at the time, winning time to him is right now. He purposely... The furtherance of manipulation is this. When he came out and said, I let my agent take over in March. I mean, that's not my time to be good. Bull crap. You think Kirk Cousins isn't engaged right now? Again, Mike McCarthy, his agent's very good at what he does.
McCartney. Put some respect on one of the great agents in NFL history. Mike McCartney, like Paul McCartney.
He's very good. He plays bass in the agent band. But all of that being said, do you really think Kirk Cousins is disengaged right now? Do you really think it was Mike McCartney's idea to make sure the Florio family knew that Kirk Cousins might be moving? This is winning time, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we've been talking about forever. Winning time is March. Football time. Football's fun. Kids love football. Everyone loves football. Kids come to the games. They sit in the suites. They're all in the stands. Julie, every day, mom. But this is it for him. This is where he wins. And I'm going to tell you right now, history to his contracts will be very kind.
Yeah, you know, I wavered. I actually, we had this debate, what you just said, which is you've been unwavering in, hey, his time to win is March. Yeah, he wants to win a little bit in the regular season, and he'd be fine with winning in January and February, but like he will be remembered for winning in March.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing for him. And there was times where I kind of pushed back and said, at this point in his life, Judd, he's made $250 million. You know, what's 35 versus what's 30 million versus 50 million at this point in your life? It doesn't matter. And you said, no, no, no. And so like when I read emails like this, you know, for sports dad's sake, for God, like sports dad has been steadfast telling you this is who Kirk is for years on this show. And guys like Scoop on Sports and Ryan, you've been clowning the sports dad, clowning me. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we should let you back in. Okay. I don't know. We don't like to tell fans how to fan here, but if Kirk walks and the Vikings draft a replacement, and all you fearmongers out there who've been telling us for years and years, oh, the franchise is going to crumble. Oh, that's what you wanted, Judd, Phil, Declan. This is what you wanted the whole time. Well, if they move up and if Kirk leaves and they move up and draft Jaden Daniels or Drake May and make this huge aggressive move, I think you should be in timeout, Kirk Crusaders, for at least 2 years. You don't get to cheer for Drake May. If he wins Rookie of the Year, you don't get to cheer. I'm sorry.
First and foremost, Purple Daily is a place for sports and Viking in particular therapy. These people need us now more than ever.
Okay, that's
like,
fair.
Like we've been telling them, you know what it is? It's like when you, well, I shouldn't say because I don't have kids. I've heard this. Like when you have kids, I've been told that a lot of times you'll tell them, don't touch the stove, don't touch the stove. And then they touch the stove and they get burned. You know what you do?
You call them an idiot, and you take out the salve,
you put it on their finger and you fix it. Cause that's what it's all about. We're your sports parents. That's why I'm sports dad. But yeah, this is, but I mean, I just want to be very clear about one thing. If Kirk does walk, I respect his dedication to winning the negotiation. Like if you decide to turn on him, shame on you for not understanding what his end game was. When he came out in January and talked about respect, okay? Like he literally said, it's not about, it was in some ways a convoluted quote, but he said, it's not about money, it's about the respect.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And he didn't say it's about winning. It's about doing what I need to do to sacrifice or what I need to do to be flexible.
Exactly.
It was about how I need to be felt respected. Yeah,
the respect is exactly what he asks for. Which you know what he might say? Well, I'm not asking for top dollar because he knows that's phony money. I mean, let's be very clear. He is a negotiating genius. He is a genius in this, and he's done a great job for himself, and he has made more money than he will ever need. But it's I don't think it's like the actual money in the bank account for Kirk, which is why I don't think he like openly spends a ton. I think what it is for Kirk Cousins is the thrill of the win.
You know, I put out a poll and I get that my account is probably a little skewed toward people that are ready to move on. Right? I think if you're a huge Cousins crusader, you're probably not following me on Twitter as much. But I just put out a poll. Do you want, at this point in time, do you want the Vikings to re-sign Kirk Cousins? 76% of people say no, time for a new era. 24% say yes, more Kirk. I want more Kirk. But it does feel like the longer we go here, a lot of fans are kind of wondering, like, well, what? Like, why is this even a question? We got clowned for months and months. Not even months, like the last 2 or 3 years. And we've obviously been wrong a couple times, where I thought 2 years ago when the new regime came in, that was the time to make a change at quarterback. I was wrong. They stuck with him for 2 more years, whatever. But it feels like a lot of fans are kind of put off by how long this is taking. Like, why would he get JJ? JJ wants Kirk. Kevin O'Connell wants Kirk. Like, why doesn't Kirk want to be with these guys anymore? And I'm curious to see if people are going to turn on Kirk if he goes to the Falcons, or if people are going to turn on Kwesi for not offering Kirk the money that another team thought he was worth.
I think the Crusaders will turn on. Well, actually, I think they'll turn on Kwesi quickly and then depart and go with Kirk to the Falcons. I think I think there's a faction of Vikings fans that will feel very used.
Mm-hmm. I don't know though. I also believe, and this goes well beyond your favorite athlete or team or just world. I think it's totally okay for someone to change their mind on something that they've been so staunched on for years. I feel like when, I don't know if this is like a politics thing that has just like trickled into real life, but anytime you've changed your mind on something, well, you used to think this way. Why is it so wrong to have a realization and an epiphany that, oh my God, maybe I've been looking at this the entire wrong way, and I should probably look at it the opposite way that I have been opposing for years? I think it's totally okay if a Kirk Crusader has come in and now has said, you know what? Maybe this is wrong. Maybe I've been having the wrong opinion on this. And I think it's totally okay if you want to have that opinion now. But I do understand the frustration of people who have been so staunch on one side that have said, no, you're not looking at this the right way. But my bigger picture thing for me is I'm totally okay in any aspect of life if you've come to the epiphany that you want to change your mind and how you look at something. I think that's fine.
And when circumstances change too, I think there's over the course of 6 years with Kirk, a lot of the circumstances have changed in those 6 years. Circumstance one, well, he's a better quarterback now. The week before, you know, he's lighting up the Packers before he tears his Achilles. That was the best version of Kirk as a quarterback we've seen compared to 2018-19. The Vikings roster has changed completely in the 6 years. The coaching staff has changed completely. The landscape of college quarterbacks has changed a lot too, and the way that mobile quarterbacks and athletic quarterbacks have overtaken NFL teams. So I'm with Dex. Like, the clip of us talking in September about Atlanta, I retweeted that yesterday and just kind of tongue in cheek said, you all laughed, you know. Mm-hmm. And was kind of looking back at the comments and the amount of people that were clowning us for having that conversation before the trade deadline is funny to go and look back on. But I think I have a hard time digesting people that feel like they're being duped now. Like if you were all in on Kirk and that's like, well, how could you not? Dude, I'm sorry. I have no sympathy for you. You're definitely welcome. We are going to be your therapist, but You can't clown us for years and years for taking these exact criticisms to the surface about Kirk and then now feel like, oh, now I feel like he's pulling a fast one on us. This is how it's been for 6 years, and the Vikings are the one that might finally say, we want off the ride. We can't keep doing this.
Well, and we're offering you a fair contract. That's the thing is, there. I think what the Vikings are saying is we are offering you a very fair contract, and Kirk's like, no, but it's not exactly what I asked for. I guess my thing with the people who are now questioning Kirk who didn't before is, I think what's the most important thing is
to have, how can I put this as kindly as possible, to have learned from this. Like, if you're a kid, like if you're a 20-year-old Vikings fan, okay, and you're like, I loved Kirk, I can't believe this. I'm like, yeah, you know what? It's pro sports. This is how it works. And then you get a little bit more jaded, which I'm not saying is a good thing, but at least you're not surprised next time, right? Now, but if you're going to say the next guy's going to come around and you're going to start clowning us again if we question him, now we got a problem because you don't learn from the fact that, you know, I mean, Kirk Cousins didn't do the quarterback documentary for you. He did it for, to put out an image. Like he is a unique, quirky guy who's funny, but it's a great act too. It's a fantastic act. And like you had quarterbacks last year. In fact, they can't even do it now because you had so many guys that are like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And yet, don't you wonder, and it ended up being fun to watch, but don't you wonder why Kirk was like, hell yeah, I'll do that. Why the Kirk camp was like, yeah, let's do that. Because it changed the complete perception. It was very smart. And I think what KOC, so I will say this, at the Combine, in the various press conference he gave and then the Florio and NFL Network interviews he gave, I do think he is trying to talk to Kirk and appeal to him. And I'm sure he's done this also personally, because what he's saying is, I've bent over backwards to make you as good as you could possibly be. Like, I've done everything for you. And let's not forget, the unspoken is, you've played for guys who haven't, and it hasn't mm-hmm. worked out great. Mm-hmm. Like, you've been on, like, you had an NFL tying 8 fourth quarter comebacks, which is remarkable. It might be fluky, but it's still remarkable in 2022. Now the Falcons, Zach Robinson, who was just hired as their OC, is also a McVay disciple. And so you could argue that the Falcons will do the same for Kirk. But I think KOC's point is, if not feeling some betrayal, to at least feel like, dude, you were partially so successful. Like, you got out, you've had a great 22, and then 23, your statistics when you got hurt were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. That's largely me. I mean, it's a put down on my part, but I said this, KOC's the puppet master. You know, he worked Kirk like a puppet, and that's when Kirk's at his best. And so like, I could see some betrayal there as far as, okay, now you're going to go uproot yourself to go play for a team to get the exact contract that you want without any guarantee it's going to be as good as what I made you.
Yeah. No, Judd's cooking on this show right now. Judd, the sports dad has been through a quarterback chase and cycle before. And
I've covered sports too. And Phil, you've seen this in football and baseball too. The smart manipulators get away with so much. And I'll tell you right now, again, they're fun to cover. I mean, Brett Favre, like, you think about what Brett Favre got away with, because
brilliant,
you
know, sports manipulator. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You know, oh, Southern guy. Oh, look at Favre. Listen to him. He's sort of dumb, right? No, he's one of the smartest guys I've ever come across. The Southern drawl, while yes, he is from that part of the country, also was always used because it helped his cause.
Yeah. Yep. So there's a couple other nuggets here to get to that are loosely Kirk related, but they come from sort of other parts of the reckless speculation world here. And before we do that, let's take a deep breath here and shout out a couple of our friends, starting with Nicolay Law. Welcome aboard, Nicolay Law, to Purple Daily here, gentlemen. The exclusive personal injury law firm for Purple Daily. Now, they know that when you or a loved one gets injured, ordinary life can come to a stop. Things can get complicated. And during that time, insurance companies are likely to pressure you. They don't care if you get better, but Nicolay Law does. They've seen every play the insurance companies have, and they'll go the whole nine yards to make sure you get the compensation you deserve after an accident. Also, Nicolay Law, proud to serve the communities they live in. They're very local. You see billboards all over the place. And if you don't, just look up or off to the side. You'll probably see a
Nicolay. Just get your car and start driving.
You'll see Nicolay's face. So start your path to winning at NicolayLaw.com or give them a call at 1-855-NICOLAY. Also, a shout out to our friends at Federated Mutual Insurance Company, who've been helping us for a number of years on Score North Purple Daily. If you're a business owner out there, you understand the importance of protecting your reputation, your workplace, employees, financial assets. And our team at Federated is ready to help yours by creating a custom lineup of industry-specific coverages and risk management services to help you stay at the top of your game. Contact your local Federated rep for more information and go to federatedinsurance.com to see a full list of industries Federated specializes in. At Federated, it's our business to protect yours. So, okay, gentlemen.
Reckless speculation.
Alec Lewis, Vikings beat writer from The Athletic, was at the combine. He had a bunch of different takeaways from his time there in Indianapolis. This one was at the very bottom of his notebook, but it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. One team source thought aloud about the 2025 situation, like looking a year ahead, and the idea of having $100 million in cap space even after major extensions. That degree of flexibility hovers prominently in the minds of many within the team. So right now the Vikings have, this is before extensions, the Vikings have $121 million in effective cap space for 2025, which is the fifth most of any team in the NFL. Now, Justin Jefferson's going to take a chunk of that.
Sure.
I think a Christian Darrisaw extension would mostly start in like 2026. Yes. So that wouldn't affect your 2025 cap space too much.
Yep.
But mathematically, if you bring Kirk Cousins back for like $40 million a year on a two-year deal, it's going to be hard to have $100 million in effective cap space with Justin Jefferson going up and Kirk Cousins going up. And that doesn't even count Danielle Hunter potentially in the mix as well. If that is something, as Alec put it, to read his words specifically, that degree of flexibility cap-wise hovers prominently in the minds of many within the team. Wouldn't that speak to kind of where they're trying to go with this thing, which is, yes, hey, let's open a window. Let's have a bunch of young players. Let's have a young quarterback, Justin Jefferson, as the highest paid player on the team, and then flexibility to go and sign players in free agency.
Amen. I mean, I think that's exactly it. And I think that, you know, we're now talking about, and here's the thing about this, okay? When they went and signed Kirk in 2018, they did so with a really good roster. I mean, that defense we've talked about a lot, but that defense was phenomenal, right? So like you had all of, to quote Brett Favre, pieces are in place, and you went and got Cousins as sort of the final piece, and now you got your quarterback, off you go, and away we bleep and go. It's very different now because you don't have, you know, you don't have depth, you don't have a bunch of pieces. And so what would be better than to position yourself for 2025 with that much cap space? And now you can do what the Vikings did when Childress came in 2006 and start to pick off free agents at key positions or at positions where you're just weak, and you can start to sign guys. And that's how you build back up. That's why you don't, if you do this right, you should never have to be in like a 5-year plan.
Yep.
Because now you're combining Jefferson and some of your young players. Hopefully the 2024 draft is far more fruitful than 22. And now you're bringing in veterans from the open market who undoubtedly will jump to play here. You play indoors. Your facility's great. You've been voted 1 and 2 in the Players Association rankings. You can see a path here where it wouldn't take much time.
Yeah, I agree. If your rebuild takes 5 years in the NFL, you should probably be fired, right?
Oh yeah,
because the NFL is a socialist entity in that the worst least people and teams are getting the best chances to improve themselves. If you have the worst record, you get the best draft pick. If you are one of the worst teams, you can start to clear out cap space very quickly if you want to rebuild and have the most money to sign free agents, right? Okay. It's all the team from Buffalo and the team from Green Bay, the smallest markets, get the same amount of money to spend on players as the teams from New York City, Los Angeles, and Dallas and Boston. Mm-hmm. So if you're, and it's not even a re, if this is another misperception,
it's not
that if the Vikings get rid of Kirk Cousins, if he signs in Atlanta next week, that they're going into a rebuild. And I saw a couple people, my guy, Skull Bros, who I follow on Twitter, ultimate Kirk Cousins crusader. And what, I'm the ultimate Kirk hater, right? And I think he tweeted something a couple days ago. Shout out Skull Bros, along the lines of, well, if they're not going to sign Kirk back, then why would you sign Jefferson to an extension? You might as well just go full rebuild. Well, why? Why not have, you can re-sign Jefferson for $30, $35 million a year and still have $100 million in effective cap space for the 2025 offseason, and maybe you draft one of these stud quarterbacks with your first round pick, and now I've got a stud young quarterback with a franchise left tackle, a franchise right tackle, the best wide receiver in the NFL, a really good second wide receiver in Jordan Addison, and one of the top three pass catching tight ends in TJ Hockenson. That's a rebuild? And I can spend free agency money on, and maybe my second round pick on defensive help. And I've, again, I've got money to spend in free agency in future years too. This isn't like losing out on, by the way, there's also a chance that if you say goodbye to Kirk Cousins, 36 Achilles, and you draft a Drake May or a Jaden Daniels or Michael Penix or whoever, that you catch CJ Stroud lightning in a bottle. And I know that's hard to comprehend because the Vikings have never done it. They've had a lot more Christian Ponders and Tavares Jacksons and Teddy Bridgewaters than Josh Allen's, but open your mind to the optimistic side of drafting a quarterback. What if you hit on a Josh Allen?
Well, then
or a Lamar Jackson or a Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you're not only are you not rebuilding, now you're contending for a Super Bowl 1 year into it.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? Let's go back to 2009. All right. Because the Vikings in 2009 don't make the NFC title game without Brett Favre, but they also don't make that without the depth of the roster that they had built. See, that's the most important thing. I think that people think that Cousins, well, they want to think that Cousins' presence gives you a chance to win a Super Bowl, but then they don't want to blame Kirk when things go wrong. But the reality is, I think right now this franchise is at the position of you have to retool the roster. It needs more depth. It needs more players. Like, you just don't have defensively. I'm sorry, Brian Flores, great job, but you can't ask him to like do that every year. Hey, take Harrison Phillips as your defensive tackle and try and win games. So I think that, and I believe that's probably why that the Vikings have just drawn a line in the sand with Kirk, because they see Kirk now as part of the solution, but he's not the solution. In 2018, he was brought in as the solution because you had everything else. The engine was firing around him. Now, yeah, you got skill position guys, and you do have good offensive tackles, but on the other side of the football, you are really lacking, and you have no depth to speak of, really.
By the way, if you cut Harrison Smith, you would be top three in cap space for 2025. So then you'd have enough money. You could probably sign like Christian Wilkins and Justin Jefferson this cycle,
right,
and still have $100 million in effective cap space for a year from now.
It's interesting that Alec wrote that, and I think the fans probably, or I think people's thoughts immediately go to, oh, okay, cool. They'll keep Cousins. They'll keep Jefferson. They'll keep this guy and that guy. I wonder if the source he talked to was talking about exactly that, which is not we're going to keep guys. We're going to go sign guys, and then we can afford to, and then we'll still be in great shape in 25.
Yeah.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
So, and then one other nugget here, we kind of talked about this as part of yesterday's hard count episode, but Rich Eisen on his radio show yesterday went through five rumors that he heard at the NFL combine, and one of them was Trey Lance might be the Minnesota Vikings next quarterback. That was a conversation that he heard at the combine that he deemed worthy of bringing to his radio show.
Like
not as a starter, table? Though, right?
Was he like at a table and he heard O'Connell talking?
I don't know. I think, okay, under what circumstance would you bring in Trey Lance? I would say it would be like you don't think you can get one of the three best quarterbacks in the draft, and you think that J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix and Michael Penix are kind of 50-50 long shots. So you would draft one of those guys maybe later in the first round or second round, and bring in Trey Lance is like, hey, let's have two young quarterbacks that are kind of, let's just put a couple young quarterbacks in a bin and see what happens. Or I would say you elect to not draft a quarterback. You get Trey Lance for like a sixth round draft pick, and you have Trey Lance and like Ryan Tannehill duking it out. Like, I don't see a scenario where you bring in Trey Lance to be your starting quarterback in 2024.
Well, and it was weird too, because in the reckless speculation part of what Eisen said, Eisen also talked about like perhaps the Vikings would give up a third round pick. Well, one, they don't have a third round pick, but two, Dallas has a fifth rounder.
Right. His value increased.
It's decreasing. And I could see, I could see that if the Vikings didn't get a quarterback, or they got, let's say, Penix, and then they brought in Lance to almost compete there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't think any situation that ends with Trey Lance on your roster is probably ideal, though, because he still is going to want to play. He's not, I would rather, if I draft a quarterback that I think can play, I would prefer a bridge guy, a veteran who sort of knows his lot in life. Now he can compete for the job. I'm not saying he can't, but I don't know that I want, because, and Trey Lance needs work too.
Well, is there,
like, who's O'Connell going to work with then? I need my guy.
He worked with, Jaren Hall, you know, but here's another scenario. What if you re-sign Kirk and you're not in love with Jaren Hall, or you can just kind of whatever.
Yeah, that might. Yeah.
Would you then kick a six round pick to Dallas? So if you bring Kirk back, you're not then wasting your 11th pick on a quarterback. You bring Kirk back, you go defensive edge rusher and something else, and use a six round pick on Trey Lance.
Why is Trey Lance in Dallas though? If they're like going to trade him for a six round pick when they traded a fifth round, I just thought they had like parked him in the quarterback garage there to check him out.
Maybe if they think that maybe he's a fixer upper, that, hey, we bought this house for $150,000. We put a new kitchen countertop and now we're going to sell it for $200,000.
It's really dirty though. And like the ducts are all screwed up and they have to call your friends at Zero Res for Trey Lance.
Wow. Yeah. That's a great segue, because Zero Res is sponsoring our mock today.
I want a mock.
Zero Res has a 4.9 rating on Google out of 5. That's pretty darn good, with 17,000 reviews. And they will deep clean your carpets, your air ducts. If you ask for the Scornor special, you can get 3-room Zero Resified starting at just $119 and a free hallway. And this month, take $75 off when you get those air ducts Zero Res clean. 952-ZERO-RES or ZeroResMinnesota.com. Say you want the Scornor special. Spell it forward or backwards. It spells the same. Zero Res. Jordan Reed from ESPN.com has a 2-round mock here, boys. Let's fly through it. Bears, Caleb Williams. Commanders, Drake May. Jaden Daniels to the Patriots. Cardinals take Marvin Harrison Jr. Oh, and then we have a trade. The Chicago Bears have moved up with the Chargers. So they'll have 2 top 5 picks here, and they select Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU. And then the Giants grab Rome Odunze, who's still running the 3-cone drill in Indianapolis. The Titans grab Joe Alt, tackle Notre Dame. The Falcons take Dallas Turner, edge rusher, Alabama. Chargers take Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia. Jets take Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle, Penn State. And with the 11th overall pick, according to Jordan Reed, ESPN.com, the Minnesota Vikings select, out of Michigan, quarterback J.J. McCarthy.
I want a mock! Mock!
That's interesting.
I want you!
I think the Vikings might have to try and make that trade for the 5th pick with the Chargers.
Yeah?
For McCarthy. There's nothing to indicate that his stock didn't skyrocket.
Yeah, he seems to have impressed in the interviews. He seems, there's some accuracy stuff that needs to be ironed out. I guess Michael Penix was just throwing dimes all over the place.
Got a great arm. To watch. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about that at the end of the college season. The dude has a great arm.
So I don't know where Penix goes here. He's got, so Bo Nix is going to the Giants at 39. Okay, Penix 44 to the Raiders. But with the 42nd overall pick,
there it is.
Also out of Michigan, The Minnesota Vikings select defensive tackle Chris Jenkins.
I want a mock.
Okay.
Dude posted a 30-inch vertical at 300 pounds. The Vikings defensive line could be headed for some turnover, and Chris Jenkins would come in and help anchor the middle of it. There you go. 6'3", 300-pound interior defensive beast.
300 pounds? So he's really what, 315?
Well, he weighed in at 299 at the combine.
Oh, did he? Okay, I'm a little bit concerned right now.
Maybe he urinated before, like you're not supposed to do.
Oh, really?
You're supposed to hold that water in?
That's what Dominic Foxworth said. I don't know if that was the case when he wasn't going through the combine, but he, like on Le Batard, like a few months ago, said they wake you up, they make you chug a bleep load of water, and you are not allowed to go pee until weigh-in, until after weigh-in.
Because J.J. McCarthy gained 20 pounds from the last measurement during the season.
Yeah.
So he probably had a lot of, he probably built up some muscle, but had about 4 pounds, 16 gallons of water.
Probably just went to Chipotle a lot. He's like, God, season's over. I'm hungry.
That's what I'm going to do.
Chips and guac.
Now that the combine's over, I'm going to go to Chipotle a few more times today. So there you go. There's your mock draft from Jordan Reed, ESPN.com. Kirk Watch 2024. Continues on. It's kind of sad. We're not going to, even if he comes back, it's like, it'll be decided probably Monday or Tuesday. And I don't know. We'll have to just shut the show down.
I was going to say, what are we?
Nothing else
do?
We can talk about, I guess.
Can't do it.
I don't know. We'll just be a big hiatus between like Monday and the NFL draft. It'll just be Purple Monthly. Maybe we can call it.
It'll be a monthly show.
Kirk, sorry guys. We ran
Kirk, come back, Kirk. We didn't mean it. We'll give you what you want. We'll start a GoFundMe with guaranteed money.
Hey, a couple things to wrap the show here. Number one, you guys sold out the Fillmore in 72 hours. Incredible. Thank you, guys. We are working because I know maybe some people didn't hear the announcement of when tickets were available from mid last week. We're working on some ways to unlock some extra VIP tickets, so we'll keep you posted on that. And there might be some other ways we can unlock some tickets too, but yeah, we went in search of a bigger venue, and you validated it by selling it out within 72 hours. So thank you, best listeners, best viewers on the planet. And secondly, we have launched our third Score North YouTube channel. So we've got the Purple Daily channel, the Score North channel, and as of yesterday, the Score North Twins Show channel is available. And starting next week, so if you listen to the Twins content we put out, starting next week, all of those full episodes of the Score North Twin Show will be available exclusively on that Score North Twin Show YouTube channel, and Apple and Spotify, the audio side, will stay the same. So go subscribe to that. You can find the direct link on the homepage of the YouTube channels for the Purple Daily and the Score North channels. So check those out. And we've got some other fun things in store for the Score North Twin Show as the Twins look to defend the reigning, defending AL Central champions. That's a wrap on Purple Daily, boys. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.